It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so today I'm thinking about what it means to have a fearless faith. And as I was thinking about this, I was reading in the book of Daniel. And of course, you know, we're familiar about with Daniel being put in the lion's den. But as I was reading his story, I did come across a detail that I think I've sort of read before, but sort of overlooked. And so, as we know, there were administrators in the king's court who were really against Daniel. And they tricked the king into signing a decree that would send anyone to the lion's den who was caught worshiping anyone other than the king for the next 30 days. So in other words, for 30 consecutive days, you could not worship anyone. Well, this directly impacted Daniel because he prayed 3 times a day. And so the moment Daniel learns about this decree, he does not deviate from his current worshiping routine. He goes home, and in Daniel 6:10, it says he knelt down as usual in his same upstairs room with the windows open. So Daniel, you know, even though, you know, he was praying to God, but he demonstrated a fearless faith, and eventually he was apprehended and arrested and sent to the lion's den, but he did not deviate from worshiping the Lord. He really demonstrated a fearless faith. The scripture today is Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So today I am no Daniel, but he is certainly one to strive afterwards and really focus on having a fearless faith. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.